Very good afternoon to everyone. This is Kate Bitt here doing a surprise show in honour of those that attended the gathering this weekend. So those of you who are possibly hungover or travelling home, this is for you. Somewhat more mellow choice of music for a short period of time. All going well if I don't break something, because this is my first time. So I'm going to start, as I mean to go on, with a bit of MRT. So I'm going to start playing this and then we'll talk a wee bit more afterwards.
Thank you.
That was a wee bit more bombastic than I was maybe thinking for a opening track, but hopefully it wasn't too much for you hungover people. That was Nine Lives by MRT, or Mr. T. Big fan of his work. Nice mix of mellow, synth-pop kind of stuff. So I'm going to follow that with something even more laid back, I think. Beautiful piece of music by Phaser, who does a lot of demo scene music. Sort of pseudo synth pop melody, melodic kind of stuff. Big fan of this as well, so I'm going to launch into this impressively named piece of music. So this is Phaser with In Loving Memory of Tapsa the Squirrel. Shout out to Go Hanks and Uthar, who are on the road on the way back just now from the gathering. Drive carefully, you guys. And also, drive carefully, Boswank, who I believe is driving a big rig across America as we speak. Kind of. Let's bring it back to the C64 with one of the finest covers of one of the most famous C64 tunes of all time, performed absolutely gorgeously for classical guitar. This is Jamie Maxwell and Last Ninja for classical guitar. Thank you. That was Last Ninja for classical guitar, as expertly performed by Jamie Maxwell. There's a few other things he's done on YouTube. You should look him up. He's very good. Very good with video game music. So I'm about to continue the theme, keeping it mellow, keeping it easy for you guys who are perhaps feeling a little sensitive today and subject to sensitivity to loud noises. So let's keep it mellow, keep it synthy for the moment again, I think, and let's have some Monty with Tribute to Maniacs of Noise.
The night.
I'm Boz.
Quiet, you.
I'm Boz.
Such an asshole. But I love him, really. Honest. So I hope it was a good gathering. I hope you guys that were there had a good time. I did watch a bit of Dim Tim's video. I saw some of faces that I knew going backwards and forwards on the screen. Didn't actually see Boz at any point, although I could hear him at some point. So hopefully he's on good form, though he's mysteriously quiet today. Perhaps he's having the mother of all hangovers. Or something else, who knows? Anyway, let's get back to it. Let's take it back to the demo scene with Radix and Illuvia's beautiful Turnasol. Resting, is that what they call it, Gohanks? Painful to me, pierced right through me. Can't you understand, oh my little girl? All I ever wanted, all I ever needed, is here in my arms. let's take it to the Amiga with Flashback. Beautiful cover of Holocube by Mano. Let's make it real Amiga now with Annette by Heatbeat. Let's take it up a little notch. not too much for those of you still feeling a bit sensitive. This is Marcus Schneider and his Last Ninja end credits theme. I really like this because long before anyone started talking about symphonic remixes of 64 tunes, Marcus came along and did a little medley of tunes from the game series, and he did it really well.
Thank you.
That was the utterly superb Marcus Schneider with Last Ninja End Credits. Well, I'm going to have to take it back to Mr. T, because he does such fine mellow tunes. And this one is a particular favourite of mine. In fact, this is probably the piece of music I first heard. And I thought, oh, who did this? Oh, I see, it's this Mr. T everyone keeps talking about. Although at the time I thought it was MRT. But hey, what do I know? So anyway, here is Mr. T and Overlane. Those of you that were at the gathering, I hope some of you took some photos. I'd love to see some photos from the event if anyone's got any. No pressure, no. Sure that my scene sister Cat Poet will have taken some, but she's been quiet, so I'm guessing she's hungover too. Turns out I was lying to you. That wasn't actually the MRT Mr. T track I first heard that caught my attention. It was actually the one I'm going to play after this track, because, hey, I can. But for the moment, let's mellow it down again with Gaia Machina by Velo Aprix, I don't know. It's damn fine, mellow, gorgeous piece of music from a demo that's just absolutely gorgeous as well. So enjoy. Demo features strawberries for some reason, but sort of glowy avatar kind of ones, I guess. That ends my awesome description of the demo. Promised, here is Mr. T again with Eagles, which is the piece of music I actually heard first of him and thought, ooh, what is this? And he doesn't disappoint. Much of his tracks are in this same kind of vein, and I absolutely love it. Lord Evil, you'll need to tell us more about this bring out your dead. What is it, some kind of whiskey or something? Brandy? Sounds like something like that. Stout aged in cognac barrels. Doesn't sound like my kind of thing, I'm afraid. Kind of like my beverages to be sweet and, well, cheap, I guess. I'm quite fond of them Spivey's cola fruit flavoured cider at the moment. Doesn't come much fizzy and cheap than that, but I do enjoy it. And it's made in Stirling, which is in Scotland and near ish where I stay, which is to say, not at all. Let's have some more Mano again, this time with, as you can tell, a bit of Human Race. It's nice mellow with a bit of saxophone in it, is that right, if I remember rightly? I think so. Certainly got some wind instruments in it. Now, Lagavulin, I know, Lord Evil, as a malt whiskey, because at one point I used to manage a bar here in the Highlands, and one of my management tasks was to do a weekly whiskey tasting with the guests and sort of introduce them to all the fancy malt whiskies. Unfortunately for me, I can't stand any kind of whiskey. The smell enough is, you know, to make me ill, but you know, I managed to get through. But it was always embarrassing when people wanted to buy me a dram at the end of the session. So, I'm afraid I'm getting near the end of my little show tonight. Just to introduce you to me running solo for a change. And also, as my sort of show was about to try and help those of you perhaps feeling a little sensitive today after the gathering. So I've only got a couple of more tracks to play, and then I'm going to hand back to the stream. But I hope those of you that have been listening have enjoyed. But I'm not done just yet. Let's continue listening. This is Phaser with some bizarre title that scrolled out of the page. I can't see anymore. Let's have a look. Phaser and After Sun Motion. Have a lovely bit of O2 with Zoids. Remember the first time I heard this track and just thought, oh, this is so nice. This is it kind of reminds me of James Horner and the music he did for Zorro, believe it or not. So two pieces of music starting with Z, who would have guessed? Thank you.
하죠. 네.
Have the audacity to play one of my own tracks on my own show. What of it? Wanna fight about it?
back. Stay with me.
Here's our last couple of tracks. Nice bit of Alistair Brimble and the Amiga version of Full Contact. When I say the Amiga version, there was only the Amiga version, but there's been lots of remixes of this piece of music. This, however, is the original from the Amiga, tweaked a little bit just for our ears. Thank you. Let's have another Amiga tune. Some of you might remember a TV show called Midnight Caller. This piece of music makes me think of it for some reason, and I suppose I've kind of got that Midnight Caller kind of voice as well. Okay, we're going to interrupt our regular programming here tonight of Hangover Cure pieces of music, and we're going to break with something a little different. And this is a not exactly request, but it certainly I've been inspired to play this. So this track goes out to Unit 256, but specifically I'm targeting Boss Wank with this track. So stay tuned and enjoy.
get you, boy. I'm gonna get you.
Hold it right there, boy.
I'm gonna have to open up a can of whoop ass on you now.
Get the fuck off my land.
I'll kick your fucking ass, you fucking.
Come on, squeal like a pig.
I hope someone enjoyed that. I know I did. Listen, I'm going to finish up now. I'm going to play one last track. That'll be me for the evening. This was my first show, so I hope it wasn't too bad for you. I deliberately targeted it for when the least number of listeners were going to be around. But also, yeah, I wanted to do something more mellow for the potentially hungover amongst you. So hope you enjoyed. And I'm going to finish with an absolutely beautiful piece of track called Scarecrow, which is by Xerxes and Phoenix. Xerxes is quite famous for demo scene music, and he collaborated with Phoenix, who's an absolutely amazing singer. So yeah, thanks for listening in. I'll be back certainly on Wednesday, and who knows, some other time as well. But thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Just thinking about you.
Couldn't hold such beauty. It's light.
A little danger makes things exciting. I'll keep you safe.
Secrets, I would be free.
like we're getting near the end. I have to thank you again for bringing me along. Traveling on a vessel like this is a dream come true for me.
I'm Boz.